Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning, this Monday morning, the start of a new week? Are you all ready to go? How was your weekend? Do you have weekends? Are you in a point in your life where you've worked so hard that you stop, you relax, you enjoy the weekend, and you sprint into the week with that full intensity? Or are you at a place where, man, you got to just work 7 days a week, you know, really going for those dreams, those goals in life you have? And even if you're not working, you're doing the extra things on the weekends, at night, and in the early in the morning. Maybe sacrificing a little bit of sleep, maybe sacrificing some of those times with your family, at least in this period of time, because you're so committed on paying the price that's needed to take your life to that next level and to really enjoy that fulfilling at that really high level, that life that you really want, and you're willing to pay that price to help you get there in the long term. Where are you right now? How much thought have you put into that? You know, besides thinking about what is the plan? What is the plan to get you to that next level? Do you have one? Well, one thing that you're doing is listening to this Morning Connection podcast every single day. Here we are in the third week and this new round of this Morning Connection podcast that I am doing for us, both you and I. We're making this connection every single day. We're spending this half hour every single day thinking about those things in life that we really want. More importantly, what are we doing every single day to get there? And are those things that we're doing? I know we've got good hearts. We're good people. We've got the best intentions. People like us. We do whatever we can to be helpful to other people. We're considerate of other people. You know, all those things are taken care of. But that's not what's going to get us that quality of life that we want. It's going to help. It's the actions that we do every single day, if they are strategically planned out and if they are actually producing the results, are they effective? It's not our intentions. It's not our potential. It's what we actually do that is going to determine if we earn, and I really mean that, earn that quality of life. It's a puzzle out there. It's a jigsaw puzzle, a game. It's a challenge every single day. The best things in life, they are reserved for the people who are the most dedicated, the visionaries, the most committed, determined, tenacious, mentally and emotionally flexible. When they have a plan, they set their heart on something, and things don't work out, they can throw their ego aside. They're not stubborn that they figured something out. It took them all this time and energy just to come up with this plan. They're better than most because they came up with a plan, but it's not working. And they're flexible enough to make those changes. Again, throw aside the ego and just inching their way towards that life, that those things, those options, those experiences, those feelings in life that we really want. And so that's what we do. We get focused. We think about it. Thank you so much for listening to this Morning Connection podcast. There's so much information out there. There's so much motivation out there. Blogs, podcasts, websites, social media pages. It's all being thrown at you. I know what that feels like. I am right there too. So many great things to read and to think about. And sometimes, it hits me so hard. I don't know where to start. And many times, when I am not focused, I just kind of dabble in everything and I get nowhere, right? So our ability to focus is really going to determine our quality of life, and with so many great options out there. And I do see it as there's a lot of great options out there. It makes our job tougher. All this information isn't necessarily better for us if we don't have that ability to focus. You know, I talk about the weekends, what mode are you in? Man, I really believe that success at the highest level, the most rewarding things in life, there aren't weekends off. There, in some way, shape, or form, you got to be working on at least yourself if you're not working at the job to have those those best things in life, those things that you really want. Man, we're all, you know, if you're a young guy, one thing that you may fall into the pattern of thinking, well, if I just keep on doing the same thing, if I just keep at it, things are eventually going to come together. One thing that you'll find out is that time is going to fly by. And if you just think back how this last year, how quickly that it's flown by, you know, what did you do in that year? If you had that year to do over again, would you work in the same manner? Would you do everything exactly the same? You know, I think that most people, they would say, wow, knowing what I know, how I would have worked with more of a sense of urgency. I would have used my time more effectively and more efficiently than I used it in the past. Man, you stack up year after year saying that, and you'll see that life that you want, those things that you want, those accomplishments, they get further and further away and more time is passing. Even if you're not actively doing something monumental every single day, you can at least work on your mind. And that's what this podcast is all about, devoting 30 minutes of your day in this very passive manner, listening to me, guiding you through a thought process. I'm just taking you through a journey in your own mind. I might use my stories, my reference, and that's for one simple reason. It's I want to connect with you in this bro-to-bro, this brother-to-brother fashion. I want to be raw. I want to be genuine. I want to be transparent. And so when I can talk about stories, analogies, and metaphors that relate to the topic of the day, I want to talk from my heart and my soul, right from the gut, so I can really connect with you. I don't want it to just be some example that is a distant memory. You know, it won't be something maybe that I did or I accomplished or I failed at, which I like to do. I like to talk about my failures because I want you to learn from those too. Unless I can really connect to the pain of a failure or really connect to a victory, I'm not going to talk about something that's, you know, that I did 10 years ago unless I really feel it in my heart and in my soul. So I'll use examples of what's going on in my life right here, right now. I have the privilege of working with so many men all over the world. I have this man formation program and, you know, talk about things that I've accomplished in the past, you know, as becoming a champion bodybuilder, a champion drug-free bodybuilder and writer, fitness experts writing for the magazines, producing workout DVDs and ebooks, making appearances all over the world for many years. And that's where most people know me. Maybe that's where you know me from. And all the things that I accomplish for all those years, there's nothing that I have done, there is nothing that I have produced that has made so much of an impact on men all over the world, inside and outside of this whole bodybuilding and training world, is my Man Formation program. It's personal development for men. I call it alpha male leadership strategies that transform you into the man you really want to be. It's made such an impact on men because there's so many men out there who are looking for that next level. They don't understand why that level of success and that control that they've been expecting to have their whole life or years go by in their adulthood and they can't seem to find it. They're looking for those strategies. Many times it's based on their rules, their beliefs, what they believe to be true in themselves and other people that will produce the results. They're following a lot of rules that have been set forth by the leaders who direct those rules at the masses. And the masses don't lead. The masses just get the grunt work done. They keep everything stable where the top 10% are the ones, are the movers, shakers. They're creative. They make all the decisions. They make things really happen. They don't necessarily live by those same rules that the masses go by. And many of us, we were raised by parents who really got us to focus in on what is the group thinking? What is the group doing? What is it that our teachers want us to do? And they want us to be obedient to them. They want us to be obedient to our teachers and blend in, to fit into the group. And a lot of that's because they love us, they care about us, they don't want some oddball kid who, is the oddball, the outcast, right? So they teach us to fit in. Unfortunately, those rules, those beliefs on how the world works based on, those teachings from our parents who only have the best intentions, that doesn't create an extraordinary mindset or an extraordinary life as you get older. You just learn how to become in the masses, the 90%, yet you want to have the best things in life, like the top 10% of the men who are leaders, who are movers, who are shakers. They have earned, but you don't have the mindset or the skill set. And so manformation just breaks you out of that way of thinking in ways that many men don't really realize. And it's simple and effective strategies that you can do when you go into a restaurant, many things like that, or everyday situations, or whether it's in the gym. It's just simple things that, make you question if that is necessarily a rule or a suggestion, right? And in these different scenarios. And when you execute these very specific everyday type of situations that you may have not thought were such a big deal, and you start feeling how influential that helps you become, or more in control of your own life, it just has this ripple effect where you start questioning all the ways that you've been thinking in the past, and you really start taking control. And it's just had such an impact on so many men around the world. I'm very fortunate that so many men followed me from bodybuilding and training, that when it was time to introduce the Manformation program, I had a built-in, mailing list, fan base to introduce this to. And really, Manformation is my story. It's my story because I was a secluded, dedicated, focused bodybuilder. I mean, building muscle, losing body fat, winning bodybuilding contests, representing companies in that industry, working on ebooks and coaching and teaching bodybuilding. I mean, I was so committed to that lifestyle. I was more than willing to sacrifice the other things in life, the connection life, the social outings in life. I remember at the very just a couple years into my journey, that's when I had my full-time job, someone came up to my assistant manager and said, how does Skip do all these things? At that time, they were seeing me in the bodybuilding magazines, ESPN. At that time, they featured bodybuilding a lot on television. And I was fortunate enough to become one of the bodybuilders that they featured on television a lot. So my image was on ESPN all the time. About that time, Tony Robbins picked my story, me, to be featured in an infomercial that ran all over the world, like for 3 years straight. You know how those infomercials work. 2 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, at night, weekends, all the time. It would be running all the time. And so with that person, they came up to my assistant manager, someone who I work with, the 40 hours a week in a very close proximity. And they didn't come up to me, but they said, how can Skip do all those things? Who does he have helping him do all those things? And my assistant manager, Carrie, at that time, he said, that's Carrie Vaughn. He's on my Facebook page. Big shout out to Carrie. And this was years ago. And he said, he does that stuff all by himself. And he goes, well, when does he have the time to do all that? How does he get that done? When does he have time to go out and have a beer with the boys or go play pool? And Carrie Vaughn, my assistant manager, said, he doesn't do those things. And so that was 15 years straight of that kind of lifestyle, that type of sacrifice, that type of dedication, which was awesome and made me prolific in that area of my life. But it really stunted at my mental, emotional, social growth in other areas of life. All right. I was still connected to the world. I mean, I'm a big news guy. I stay current on events. Maybe I would talk to maybe one or two people at the gym either before or after my workout, but the rest of the time I was focused. So I was somewhat in touch. I was always working my personal growth and development. So always fascinated with human nature. So in some way, shape, and form, I was always somewhat connected at a distance to what was going on in the other, how the other part of the world lived, how other people lived. But I wasn't in the mix with them, certainly not on a day-to-day basis. And again, for 15 years straight, I came out of that. And, you know, when people would know about whatever accomplishments and that I've done, or maybe they would see me carry myself with a certain amount of confidence, and they would be attracted to me and want to talk to me and hang out with me and things like that, which, you know, I appreciate it. What happened is I went on the road with a motivational speaker. I worked his business with him. He taught me about the whole motivational speaking business, how to present myself on stage, in addition to all the different facets of the business, from, you know, sales in the back room to even setting up the stage and lighting. I mean, after my time as a bodybuilder, I went on the road, and again, I was like starting all over again. Well, one challenge was when I'd be introducing this group of regular, everyday people with my credentials by this motivational speaker, is that people would be impressed by my resume, and they all would come up to me and want to spend time with me or understand more about fitness or life or whatever. And I was so out of practice, and I didn't realize this at the time, but I was so out of practice on dealing with people. And I never felt real comfortable in my own skin because I didn't realize that I was so out of practice with dealing with people. And their expectations of me were very high. And I did my best. I probably pulled it off, but I didn't step into my big shoes, though. And maybe you know what that feels like. You know that you're capable of so much more. You know that people have expectations. They tell you about your potential. But it was just off. You weren't totally congruent. Your mind and your belief in yourself wasn't quite as high as you want it to be or it should be. And who knows? Maybe it was pretty darn good. Your level of confidence was pretty darn good compared to other people. Just not where you think it should be. Maybe you can identify with those feelings. And I hated that feeling. I mean, I hated that feeling. So Manformation was about, you know, me getting to that level of confidence, presentation, interacting with other people, becoming influential and persuasive, making up for those 15 years, supercharging it right on the fast track. And, you know, I studied, I broke it down, and I made it simple for me to execute. And it was really out of that uncomfortableness and that pain, right? And feeling that I had to get up to speed immediately, all right? That's where I came up with that program as my own personal journey. And so Manformation is an 11-hour program with workbooks where I take you through this process. And again, you know, with so many years in bodybuilding and training and helping out so many people, there's nothing that I've done to this point in my life that has made such an impact on other people, other men around the world in this Manformation program. And you can go to skiplacour.com, skiplacour.com. If this sounds interesting to you, to gain that control, that confidence, to finally step into your big shoes and become the man you really want to be, to lead yourself first, your thoughts, your actions, and then have that courage, that confidence, understanding the rules of the game, how they're really played, and then start leading other people, becoming more influential and persuasive, then you really want to check that out. It's had such an impact. What men have done is they've sought me out for my one-on-one coaching because they can't get enough of this. And so they just want it in their specific challenges, in their way of thinking and doing, with their specific goals in life. And they come to me for one-on-one coaching where I talk to them for 30 minutes every single week on the same day in this very structured manner. I love the one-on-one coaching. I very busy schedule where, you know, I'm up 4 o'clock in the morning every single day. I'm delivering this Morning Connection podcast to you at 4:30. Right when this is done, I hit the gym, therefore about an hour and a half. And then I come home, and then I take my little baby girl, six-month-old Brooklyn, and I'm watching her for about 2 hours straight so my awesome, lovely, beautiful wife, Carrie, can get 2 hours of solid sleep. If you have children, you know how that's taxing on your sleep patterns. So got to be the total team player for my family too. So, and then I hand off the baton. My little girl Brooklyn to my wife. And then I start my busy long work day. And the majority of my time is spent with my supplement company, Mass Machine Nutrition. You can check out Mass Machine Nutrition at www.massmachinenutrition.com. Thank you so much for your support, all of you who support my efforts, my supreme, clean, highest quality Mass Machine Nutrition line. It's also available at bodybuilding.com, and you can follow the links there at massmachinenutrition.com. That's where the majority of my time is spent, is with Mass Machine Nutrition. So, you know, as you can see, very busy, but I love the coaching. I love the connection. I go back to not just that time period. You know, that was in, you know, my 30s when, you know, the whole bodybuilding transition and, you know, going back to regular life, right? But I go back to my 20s, and it's this type of information that had changed the direction of my life that's righted some wrongs or has me on that continual path to, again, for me, to step into my big shoes to realize that potential. I had so many people tell me about my potential since I was a very young man, 21 years old. And it was kind of a nice thing that when people would say that to me when I was younger, but you get older and older and older, and people are still talking about your potential, and you don't see yourself actually realizing that potential, actualizing that potential, then it becomes a big pain in the ass when people tell you about the potential that you have, because you feel like you're letting yourself down regardless of what other people might say. And maybe you can relate to those feelings. And it's that was that angst. So it's this type of information that has me, you know, on this platform, having this opportunity to talk to you today, to bring some focus, direction, some inspiration, some motivation, some mental toughness into your life right now. And so I know how important this is, what kind of impact that it can make on men all over the world. And I'm crazy passionate to help you in the same way mentors came into my life and helped me. So I make time for that one-on-one coaching. And there is something that I'm going to do. And just, it's going to be in the next couple of weeks. I'm just going to put it out there right now, is that, you know, I'm going to offer 25-minute free, absolutely free, coaching sessions for man formation. If you can relate to the feelings that I went through, and you can use some of that power in your own life. You know, I want to do a session where I get you clear on what it is you want. Create an action plan to help you get there, right? Get you started off with a plan. Start working on some of the challenges, the things that are holding you back that we can identify, right? And then help you overcome them. So after this 25-minute session, and I've been so skilled on helping men, I've got this all broken down into a short, sweet, and effective system, you'll walk out of there with a renewed sense of optimism that you can finally start living up to that potential, start filling out those big shoes that you have, all right? And you might be thinking, well, why am I doing this? Well, one, as you can tell, I'm extremely passionate. I know what this has done for me. I know what it's done for men all over the world, just like you. But here's the thing is, what can I get out of that 25 session? Well, introduce you to coaching and mentorship, where I get to talk to you one-on-one. But what I'm doing, I've had, because of the impact of man formation, I've had so many men want me to make an advanced course, even more strategies, right? And so I can use all these coaching sessions with you and all the notes that I take and all the distinctions that I learn, and they're going to go into this future man formation book, program, system, all right? This next level course, all right? So I can't lose. By spending that time, you can help me understand you at an even deeper level. So, you know, that's one of my biggest motivations, is for me to go back to school, go back to training camp and learn more about you and men just like you. So even down the road, I can help men at a higher level. So that's what I'm going to get out of that 25 minutes with you. So go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLacour page, facebook.com/SkipLacour page, so you can stay, you know, abreast of this program. If this is something that you already know you want to do, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. skip@skiplacour.com. Just put questionnaire in the header. Obviously, I can't do this for everyone, so I want to find the men who are the most committed, who are really ready to make these changes, to spend that time with. All right, so that's what's going on. So here we are at the beginning of the week. You know, we got to go through our daily disciplines. This half hour, our morning connection, is just flying by. I just want to make sure that I provide value to you. So hopefully you connect it with my story. Maybe if there's just something that I said about, you know, my journey, and you thought, wow, that's just like me. You know, hopefully if you're a young guy and maybe you appreciate the things that I've accomplished and you're feeling the way that I felt and continue to feel, maybe the value that you got out of this particular Morning Connection podcast is that, hey, this guy's just like me. I am having those feelings and emotions too. I am always striving to fill up my big shoes, as I coined that phrase a long time ago. Step into my big shoes, fill them out. You know, you can understand, you know, the metaphor, right? That your shoes are too big and that you just want to grow into them, right? Or potential. When I talked about potential, maybe people talked about your potential all the time, and that was a compliment years ago. But now that you're not actually living up to it in the manner that you've always wanted to, that you always just assume you would, and man, now you got to get tough. Now you got to live with that sense of urgency to actually make things happen. Maybe you can identify with that. Let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. And before I start this, make sure that you are on my Morning Connection newsletter. All right, so this type of information, whether it's an audio, video, or a short little phrase, gives you something focused at the beginning of the day, on your day, this mental toughness type thinking. Go to sltips.com/22. SL, Skip LaCour, sltips.com/22. And you'll get this every single day of the week. And it's programmed, so it comes between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning, wherever you are in the world. So you open it up. You don't just sign up for the newsletter. You open it up. It's part of your ritual, just like this, right? To get your mind focused in the right direction, right, at the beginning of your day. So what was that one thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? What was that one thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? Don't just passively think about this. Oh, I know what he's saying. I've been listening to this Morning Connection podcast. Take the time, the mental discipline, build up the conditioning to go through this process with me. What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, accomplishment, that achievement that you really want, that would take you months, if not years, of you stretching yourself, listening to this type of podcast every single day, conditioning your mind with this mental toughness and actually following through. It'll take you months, if not years, of stretching yourself to actually make this happen. And if it's not going to take that long, then maybe it's not big enough. And then the last question that I ask you every day is what you are doing right now really helping you get closer to the results, right? Not the process, the results that you really want in life. And by the way, what are those results? I'm going to have you think about them. Have you focus in on them. Remind you of where you're going. You have to be conscious of what those results are. You know, I know you're working hard. You're checking off your list every single day. Your discipline, your focus, you're consistent. But are those things that you're checking off, Are they leading to the results and not just a set of feelings because you have structure and you're checking off your list? All right, so that's going to do it for this morning connection podcast. Man, this half hour, it just flies by. You know, I tell you, sometimes I get on this microphone in the morning and I say, okay, well, what am I going to talk about today? How am I going to deliver value? How am I going to get you to focus on your life? And sometimes I think, how am I going to fill up this half an hour? And before I know it, there's so many things that I want to talk about that I run out of time for, and then I have to jot it down right now to make sure that I address the point tomorrow or the next day. So we'll talk about productivity, specific strategies in these podcasts. I have some of those topics to bring up with you. Simple things that I have found to be highly effective in the past. You know, and some things have been really effective, but for some reason, maybe I became complacent or took them for granted where I didn't do them, but I still became productive without doing them until it gradually started sliding off. And I said, man, I got to kick this up. And I went back to these things that I already knew many times that they proved to be successful. So we're going to talk about some of those strategies, get you some things to think about. So that's going to do it for our morning connection podcast for today. Hey, make sure you are on that Morning Connection newsletter mailing list, sltips.com/22, and also look for that special offer for that free 25-minute Manformation coaching session for you. Help me do some research for my gigantic, awesome, upcoming project, that Manformation project. Let me go to training camp, let me go back in the trenches and learn more about you while I can help you in that 25-minute session get focused and directed and on the path that you're going on to become that man you really want to be. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.